This World, or The Man of the Boxes, by Mutsuo Takahashi. The shade of sooty quince, the bloom of dusty roses, and beyond that, a fence of metal wire entwined with vines of spiderwort, or knotgrass, perhaps. There, tossed among the plants, reclining, in a weather-worn wooden armchair, hands folded at his abdomen, like a dead man, who could he be? This man who looks as if he was washed here from some distant world. This man is a decrepit adolescent, a broken angel, swept here by the arc of dreams, a boat in the shape of a box. When was that? Yesterday? Or 100 years ago? The world to which this man really belongs is not here. The world to which this man really belongs is far away, through the fissures of dream guarded by sensible, steadfast parents. This man, wearing a starched collar, is a clever boy. He has two beautiful younger sisters, and a younger brother with an upright spirit. This family of angels with wings hidden under their fancy dress is enveloped in golden happiness. That world of distant memories is like a box floating in a galaxy of tears. One morning, suddenly, that box-shaped boat ran ashore. In the doorway to that timeless world of happiness, when was that? A second or 100 million years ago? Dreams are always nightmares. Interlopers with foul intent, drawn by death. The father was pulled backward, and the rest of the family were dragged quickly away. It was here they disembarked, the backyard of a sickly city. Here, not even angels could escape human fate. The mother grew ill from anxiety. The sisters grew thin, and wrinkles spread across the brother's spotless soul. In this false world, perched atop the scales, this man was the quiet, noble head of the household, working harder, growing old faster than everyone else. But that was not the reality of who he was. His real self is hidden under the disguise of an old man. Strewn across his chair, seated like a corpse, he inhales the blue-green seas of his own world of reality, watches clouds trailing behind airplanes over the sea, and pricks up his ears to overhear the daytime dialogue of the stars. This man suddenly stands from his chair and slowly descends through the fallen leaves underground. He finds his own private box-like world, with objects neatly stored in shelves and drawers, candy boxes, pill boxes, candle boxes, cutouts from old images, musical scores, lost wooden blocks, shells, brass rings, sky-blue marbles, cracked glasses, soap bubble sets. These, too, are fragments of the real world, drifted here through the fissures of dream. This man gives himself plenty of time. How long? 1 week? Or 30 years? He chooses the fragments, then puts them together, in just the right place, in just the right box, while the faint reflection of the golden happiness belonging to the real world so far away turns into pale afternoon sunlight and falls upon his deftly moving fingers. Is this man no longer at his chair in the garden? Is he no longer at his basement table? If he is nowhere to be found, this man must never have been here at all. What we thought we saw was nothing more than the shadow of his real self, his shadowy eyelashes drawing the bow of vision toward the real world, his shadowy hands caressing the flotsam from the real world. It is not for us to lament his absence. Like little birds, we should descend into the garden to bathe as usual and play on his basement window like light. Then, what about these boxes? The objects captured inside, the princesses, the ballerinas, the rabbit princes, the parrots, the honeybees, the butterflies, does this man lodge inside them, borrowing the forms of these ephemeral creatures? Like the garden and basement, these boxes are also cheap hotel rooms inhabited briefly by this man's shadow. It swings upon the roost, pours some sand, creates nimble cracks across the panes of glass, and then vanishes. The destination for his shadow is the real world. These wistfully nostalgic boxes before us are the frames around the well through which we peer into that world and are drawn in.